CBA Mobile.
AO4 PXB, now mobile again after getting off on the off the 85 parking lot going into Greenville.
I'm supposed to be parking on 85? What's wrong with you?
Like the thing to do when you see brake lights for already backed up to the Highway 14 exit, so might as well just stop and or find another way around it.
Nice, and man, life is just an adventure on 85, isn't it?
It is, and then because there was like four or five idiots already that was running in the little merge lane just to cut everybody off so they could get up to the Highway 14 exit to get off of there. Almost had two more accidents sitting there waiting on that.
Hello. Well, I'm not going to say it's fun because it's not really fun, but anyway. Give me just a second. Yeah, I'm in the drive-thru. Before CBA.
KO4 PXB. What were you getting from the drive-thru? Dinner or just something to fill the void?
And we got our two younger grandsons here, and I'm getting them a kid's meal apiece, and then getting my wife and I something as well. So I've been to Wally Mart, and so this is my last stop.
Definitely pretty good. Yeah.
Moving now on 85.
Officially stopped on Highway 14 just below the new fire station. It's a new backup they created when they put that fire station in there. It's just for some odd reason. Now I'm backed all the way up to the Village Hospital.
Normal drive home, I mean your normal route.
I live in the Holly Tree Golf Course area, so it's right there on Highway 14. So just get on Highway 14 to the Greenville, the 85, and then just get into, go into Spartanburg, and then just do the reverse route coming home.
Highway 14 is six lane, isn't it?
On the Greer side, it is, but on the going toward downtown Senseville and 417, it's only four lane.
And that's when you need a pickup truck or SUV, and you just make your own lane.
I'm in a 2009 Silverado truck, and I understand why they do it, because it has stopped a lot of people from using that center lane. They have put up like four little yellow markers across the road to keep. Oh man, here comes a semi, just gonna run right over them.
Yeah, they put those up on the 153 exit there, coming off of 85, and you're taking 153 toward, I'm not sure which direction that is, but it's toward Powdersville, and they want you to keep moving. The reason they put them there, because people want to, get over in the left lane immediately, and they'll stop. So they put those things up, and somebody just flattened them all. They had them lined up, and they're all run over. And I guess they have to replace those things on a constant basis, fairly frequently, I'm sure.
For PXB, I truly have no idea what's going on right now. If the semi-truck caused an accident, but he came flying down the center lane, went into the oncoming traffic around these four posts, and then did it on the second side of it, and then there was another pickup truck with already a flat tire riding on the rim chasing them.
Well, I tell you, ain't no telling. You don't want to get in the middle of that, that's for sure. That don't sound like that's going to end too well. Yeah, I saw a guy in a van, a big, like a 17-passenger van, and going on 321 going to Gatlinburg. We were leaving Gatlinburg, and he was flying. He was doing 60, 70 miles an hour, and he was on, his left front was nothing but a rim and no rubber, and he was throwing sparks everywhere. It was during the daytime, and I don't know how he was keeping that thing on the road.
No idea either. Yeah. Seeing the stupidity on 85 and just in normal traffic, it definitely will make you work very hard to keep the inner gangster in the box.
4CBA. Yeah, I call that getting in the flesh, and I can get there pretty quick behind the wheel. I don't have a lot of patience behind the wheel. I don't know what the problem is, but yeah, I drove 40 and 26, 40 eastbound. I came from Maggie Valley and then 26 eastbound today. And of course, all that construction on 26. But, you know, the traffic moved along. When we were in the 55 mile an hour construction zone, the left lane was, we were doing 70 the whole way.
I don't have a major issue with on road rage on that part of it, but just seeing some of the stupidity, you know, just strictly joking around, it just makes me have to keep the PTSD in the box.
CPA. Yeah, I know what you mean. I have a camera, and it takes real nice digital video to the front. I'd really like to get one that does the front and rear. You know, anything in front of me I can catch on a video, and then I have an SD card. I can, when I get home, I can just throw it in the computer and you know, and let it download to the computer, and if I want to keep it. If not, it just keeps looping. I think it's a 32, oh gosh, what is it? Is it megabyte, gigabyte? I can't remember. Anyway, it's a pretty good sized card, so it'll hold a good bit of video before it has to start over.
Like it's 32 gig, because, you know, 32 meg wouldn't hold very much.
Honestly, I'm not familiar with those, because I don't use them very often. It's a little bitty thing. In fact, I have to put it in the computer. I have to put it in an adapter thing to make it bigger, just to get it in the computer. But it does take great video.
Looked into getting a front and rear for, you know, my car and my wife's car. I said, it's just one of those kind of budget things for.
It was like $29 or something. I mean, and it does audio too. It's recording me right now. So I can't quite read the name on it. I forgot to bring my reading glasses. I had to get a young lady at Walmart. I had to buy some clothes for my grandson and for tea, and I couldn't see the dang, the markings for the size, so I had to get, and she said, well, they're over there, and I said, yeah, I know where they are. I said, I can't see. I said, I don't have my glasses. I said, I need you to go with me and show me where the four T's are, so I can get them. I said, I got a picture on my phone my wife sent me, but I said, I can't see what I'm looking at. So she went and helped me, and she finally found them. But I tell you, I just ran out the door in a hurry and forgot to bring my reading glasses.
It happens every once in a while.
It was frustrating, and usually I keep a pair in the car. I just need to do that. Just keep a pair in the glove box, because she bought a whole box full of these things. They're clear, basically clear colored frames, and they're, you know, I don't know, I think they're 1.5 or 1.75, can't remember, but anyway, and it's a box full of them, and they come in a little, instead of a hard case, it comes in a soft cloth type material, and it's the material that you can use to clean the glasses, so you can actually clean the glasses with the case it's in, and it has a little drawstring, so it works really well. And so, you know, you can stick them in your shirt pocket or whatever, and then when they get dirty, you can use the case to clean them.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I like to look into that because, yeah, I don't wear glasses, but my wife is always forgetting to bring hers, and so it'd be nice to just have a temporary pair in her car.
There is the... where I sit to watch TV, you know, if I want to look at my iPad or something or my phone. And then I usually take those into the ham shack room with me because everything's just a teeny bit blurry. I'm using a 45-inch TV, flat-screen TV for a monitor. How about that? And for my FT8 and for the software, and then I've got my login software on the computer, on the laptop computer screen, and then everything else doesn't need to be on the screen, it just needs to be opened up, so, and then I've got QRZ pulled up on my, the iPad, so, you know, I'm good to go when I'm doing FT8 or sideband on my 7300. I'm having a blast. I really missed it the last few days because I've been in Maggie Valley since Monday.
KO4PXB, yeah, I'm taking a day off tomorrow because I'm going down to Columbia for Saturday military training class, so I'm but I'm also towing my camper down there, so I'm enjoying the time I get down there, probably about 2 o'clock on that Friday, and then from 8 to 2 is the training class, and then I'm going to spend the rest of the time from 2 o'clock on Saturday with my family until we have to leave on Sunday about noon.
The reserves?
From the military, and I'm going down. I'm now currently a member of the South Carolina State Guard, so we're going down for a training class tomorrow. So I retired from the military, and I stayed with the South Carolina State Guard, if you're familiar with what those are.
Fine, but we can continue this conversation later. I'm just never was involved with the military, so... I know a whole lot about it, other than what I've learned from my buddy that was in the Corps. But anyway, well, I'm in the garage, so I'm gonna take the food in and the clothes in, and I guess we'll scarf down some food. But good to talk with you, and have a safe trip, rest of the trip home. I'll clear out of here if you're final KB4 CBA.
4PXB, please also be careful. Until then, I'm out.
PXB and KO4HKX, you still there, Lloyd?
For PXB, go ahead.
I was just going to tell you that prank y'all done to Chad was pretty funny. He was telling me about it there. And he's out of earshot now, so we can talk about it.
Definitely beyond funny. It was. We had a great time doing it, and it was funny.
A lot of fun doing stuff like that, torturing each other.
Keeps the military from being bored. We always, we're playing practical jokes on soldiers like that.
I'm okay. reserves count as your other six to get the 30 in, or do you need that?
No, the part of the military, your retirement, anything over 20 years, it just adds money to that or just adds points to that. Like I said, so you're, to have a good year, it's at 20 years. So anything over that is just icing on the cake.
Okay. That's one thing I wish I would have done different. I'm not going to say I wish I would have joined the military, but I wish I would have had the opportunity to do things a little different around that. And you never know if you weren't there, so I can't say that I would do anything different or not.
We wondered how long it would take for that ink to actually dissolve itself, because you're right, it does not wash off.
A couple of days, maybe longer.
Probably took at least 2 to 3 weeks before it was not noticeable.
Because I bet he come back from his honeymoon with a plan to get even.
He may have.
How long you been doing the DMR?
Regular Yazoo radio mobile in my 2 meter in my truck.
Oh, I thought I'd heard you say you had the Anytone 878 and we're doing DMR also. Not right now, but at another time.
I do have an 878. Like I said, I haven't done that in probably a couple weeks because the radio that's at home, that 878, I'm waiting on the software that went corrupt on it and messed up the code, the programming of that radio, so I have not been able to use it till I get the software back to be able to reload it.
The CTS or the code plug?
The program, it won't even open. I've got the code plug for it, but the application won't even open to reload the, push anything out to the radio.
And they won't let you just download it off the website again?
One thing I might have to look, so I got to get slowed down to up and do that, because yesterday, for the last couple of days, I've been working on our exchange server that was running out of space, so I was running that till like 9:30 and 10 o'clock at night.
Well, if you need some help with the DMR, let me know. I have that same radio and setup. I can email you the new code plug and can help you get it straightened out, maybe.
That, as soon as I get the software, because I've got all the cables, and so I'll definitely do that.
I'm at my next stop. I'm trying to get done for today, so you be careful on into the house. I just wanted to say hello and tell you I appreciated the laugh when Chad told me about the prank y'all pulled on. So be safe on in.
KO4 HKX and 73. KO4 PXB still mobile and monitoring.
CLX is mobile and monitoring as well. 6CLX.
Friend KO4 RIM.
K4 RIM, was that you calling, Ben?
I went to the store, they had the vanilla flavor, they did not have the vanilla flavor. Do you want me to get the other kind?
Vanilla flavor of what? From that, have the dogs been fed? K4, RM.
Got one more stop and then I'll be by. KO4, RIM clear.
CEF mobile.
Portable. Oh. Trip home. Hey.
Yeah, I'm glad. I hate to say it. There's a lot of days where I'm glad I got to see B in the truck because it was just wide open. I hurried up and checked the map, and 85's backed up past 101.
Okay, Jim. I am sandbagging. I'm still in here, but about to peaceful in the home. Been hearing everybody and just got busy in traffic. So, good evening, everybody, in 73. It's N4WHM, Hartwell, Georgia, 73.
The N4CM.
N4TFW. My way home. No traffic at all, hardly.
Good. That's the only downside about getting off this time of day. So does everybody else.
Get back way you can go.
Sorry about that, and I've had to use it plenty of times over the years.
Right.
Up a little bit and I missed it.
Be in a hurry to not get anywhere special.
Instead of just taking their time and get there when they get there. Mark.
Well, woods between me and the ball field, and I cut me a little walking path, and then we kind of walk around the outfield of the one, and then we go around the batting cages and around the outfield of the other, and then come back to the house.
When I was a kid, me and my buddy used to go BB shooting on the school property because I lived across from my elementary school, and that would get you in trouble nowadays.
If you thought about it, you'd be in trouble.
I mean, we'd walk across the street, walk through the school parking lot, down in the back of the woods, and there we go. We're just begging birds, or at least trying to shoot at them anyway.
You know, our shotguns and rifles in the back window of the truck, and then had pocket knives in our pocket.
4PXB. Yeah, that's what I was fixing to say. I was in school in the 80s, and the truck that I had a shotgun in the window on the school parking lot, on the school grounds, all day long, and never got in trouble for it. None of us did.
What is wrong with that? Seems logical to me.
It's like just regular flip-open knives in our pockets, and we didn't think anything of it. It was never to hurt anybody, and like I said, if there was any issue at school, like I said, one just gathered around and thought about it, and when it was done, it was done.
When you went hunting after school, you would take the rifle to school with you and store it in your locker, right? Or after school, you had some shooting sport you engaged in. No one thought any of this then.
True, because when we finished school, a whole bunch of us that lived in the same neighborhood, or just we finished school, we'd all just go out hunting somewhere and enjoyed it and never thought about hurting anybody with it.
Long gone. Amazing how much has changed so quickly.
Issue in school now is the parents are wanting the school to take care of the discipline, and when they've taken the reasonable paddling out of school and discipline out of school, now the kids run the school, and it's pretty much going to be impossible ever to get that control back.
Or the parents are expecting the schools to act more like parents. You know, the schools are supposed to be in loco parentis, but, well, you know, it's true that parents today are overtasked. You've got two people trying to work one job, whereas 40 years ago, 50 years ago, one breadwinner could provide for his whole family. So, you know, I don't know what the solution is. Parents are stressed. They're trying to shovel off more responsibility on the school, and the school isn't really the correct place for that.
This is just what I do in my house, due to the fact that when I'm working and if something I have to handle, I stop and give it my 100% attention instead of multitasking, because that issue that I was working on is still going to be there. So when I'm handling something, it's giving my 100% attention then instead of doing it halfway.
Everyone in the weeds here, I think I'm on the bad section of the road. But, I don't know, I just thought I'd chime in. This is KD2BNG.
4PXB. I'm fixing to pull in a driveway, so I'll definitely say 73 on your final. Please have a great day and safe trips, and whatever you do.
problem. Yeah, I'm just heading home. So, in fact, here's my driveway, so I'll be out in a few minutes. But thanks for the company. KD2BAG, I'll be listening.
AN4TFW.
Yeah, hey, Ken.
This afternoon, I heard you meet up with Dave today.
Yeah, I met up. I can never remember his call sign, though.
XHHXS.
That makes it easy. Dog.
Andrew was in here. He's taking the back roads home because the interstate's blocked up.
Be in here. Maybe we'll give him a second. He'll jump back in.
The radio told him not to take the interstate.
Smart move if it says not to.
4CE. I don't remember this little town that I cut through, but man, there's a two-way stop next to a railroad track, next to another stop sign, and it's just a mess anytime you try to go through it.
Come to a stop, KO4HKX.
And 6CLX going 85 on 85.
Traffic.
85 inches per minute.
Well, that's why I'm glad I didn't get on the interstate.
290.
It's not that bad. I've been passed up 101. It came to the normal slowdown here coming up to Brockton Climb. 20 mile an hour. Now it's slowing down. But the other side, going towards Spartanburg, don't go there.
My way to go was northbound from 101 home.
Road blocked up here at Milford Church, right up above Ken's house.
What?
I don't know. They're starting to let some traffic around, so maybe they got something cleaned up where we can get through.
Tyron's headed that way.
Two fire trucks here at least, and a couple of police cars.
Good bit of it probably just boils down to not paying attention.
Intersection, people like to shoot it and try to beat traffic.
The way home's not that bad. There's only that one intersection. But from work, I could just go straight 292 all the way home.
Been a little fender blender there. One down into the sign where the Milford Church sign, and another one sitting there with the front end tore off of it.
Saw that by putting a roundabout in.
It when there's an accident.
Put one in not too far from my house. You know, I live off of Highway 9, and it's not really that bad. And I don't know if it was just one too many accidents or what, but they finally put a traffic circle in, and you're just like, what in the world? Because before it was just a two-way stop, and you just had to, you know, wait for Highway 9 traffic. But they just about throw them up anywhere now.
Let's see, Daredevil Day is, I guess, the best way to put it out here today. People just seeing how crazy they can be.
More people moving down here or what? But, I mean, traffic is just horrible. Even on Highway 29 up here.
Going too slow and honked at me and then shot over in the right lane and then he almost rear-ended another car that was stopped.
Andrew doubled on that one.
Y'all needed a roundabout. Y'all collided.
What? All that construction by the car. Closed, so I got in the left lane slowing down for all the traffic. Lady comes zooming up on me, beeping at me, and then shot over the right lane and nearly rear-ended another car that was stopped.
I tell you what, probably the most distracting thing nowadays, and unfortunately, is phones. I mean, you see it all the time. Even I'm guilty of it, where you just glance over at it. That's all it takes.
Old tablet of a screen right there in the middle of the dash.
Got one of those, and it says 146.01. It's the only screen I got in my truck.
And
that says that, and then the backup camera. That's it.
My car, it's as big as a tablet, an iPad, and that, and it's like, man, it can't hardly navigate it without looking at it. You know what I mean? There's no way in heck. And so I think that's worse than, you know what I mean? The old, at least the old-time radios just had a knob you could tune it.
Realistically, when I go to look at a vehicle, when I do go, you know, they always try to say, I mean, oh, look, this one's got a sunroof, or it's got all the navigation. I mean, navigation's nice, but all that other crap's just too much.
And I'd still rather not have the navigation as part of the car. I'd rather add it myself. That way, when there's a problem with it, it's easier to take care of.
Sunroof is handy. Makes it easy to install an antenna.
That one.
I'm going to say 73 to you guys and look forward to at least catching you, Andrew, in the morning. I don't know if Patrick's running in the morning or not, so I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
And no, I am not running in the morning, but I am working at my buddy's shop, so I'll be a little later.
Yeah, well, I'll reach you in the morning.
See you later. Sunny Thursdays around here. It seems like the whole area between here and Gaffney just decides to get on the road.
I'll answer that one for you.
Any update on your days off next week?
Nothing major. The only thing I've got out of it was just due to the same thing everybody else is dealing with, just chip shortage. So I think we're going to sacrifice our plant for the other one.
I don't know if you listened to the news today or not. They were talking about the inflation rates, and they were saying used car prices were up 40.5% over last year.
I believe that. All right, my wife just called. I'm going to have to call her back. KO4CF, and I'll be clear for a minute.
No need to even remind me of that, Patrick. I had to pay it.
So did I, with a much bigger purchase.
True, office on wheels. At least I was able to, actually, I did okay on this vehicle, I think. It's the one vehicle no one wants.
It cost me about $40,000 to $50,000 more than what it should have.
It got a gold-plated toilet, right?
No, it does not. It does not even have a toilet in it.
Well, no. You would have spent more on an RV. I was saying you could have bought an RV and gutted it, but, nah, left the toilet, that is.
We tossed that idea around about the next tool truck.
Yeah, I'm back. Called me to ask me if I heard her on the radio. She's been calling me on GMRS Channel 19, but I think I'm too far out because it ain't even pegged a meter or nothing.
This doesn't go very far.
Repeater. Usually from my house right off of Highway 292, she can call me from once I cross over from I-85 to I-26.
I can talk on my hotspot from about a tenth of a mile is about as far as I can get.
And it's crazy how much range you can get on a hotspot putting out milliwatts. And I mean, I used to be able to hit mine. I mean, it wouldn't be far from the house. It may be 50 yards, maybe something like that. But just to be able to hear that thing as clear as day from that far away, and I've got it on low power, as low as it'll go, so it's crazy.
But it's only transmitting half the signal.
You just need line of sight. Put something in the way, though, and it's all for naught.
Double reading.
Oh, I was just saying. VHF is cool that way, or UHF. Milliwatts is plenty. You just gotta have line of sight, but just don't put anything in the way.
remember that you're only sending out half of the actual radio wave.
Simplex.
And then a digital signal, not the full wave on the hotspot, is it not?
No, you can get another radio and tune into that frequency. You'll hear it. It's FM, full FM, and just a bunch of tones. It sounds like a pager went crazy.
Thinking it still only transmitted 6 kilowatts instead of the whole 12.
All right, well, I'm home, guys, so I'll let you go. I'll talk to you later. M6LX.
Good to talk to you this afternoon. Glad you made it home, all right. KO4HKX.
KO4CEN. Inman now. Inman's probably maybe 4 or 5 miles from the house.
I was going to see. I'm going up 25 today. See how this antenna does in this black hole up here any better.
Well, you can hear me good, but I wonder if, I don't know. 5/8 is interesting because I've heard different things about it. I've heard a quarter inch, or, you know, the 19-inch antennas radiate a little higher, where the 5/8 are more on a plane. I don't know. It's a little over my head.
But this 5/8 wave put the tip of the antenna about, maybe 10 inches above the top of the box, so I'm hoping that'll help some, and the box is not blocking everything.
I wonder if they put an NMO mount or something on.
Actually bought a small antenna to go up top and a lip mount to put it on the drip rail up there so that I can get it up there and it'll be at the very top of the box.
Yeah, you don't have anything blocking it at all.
Because I don't know if you've seen them or not, but they're called Compact Tenna. It's the brand name. And I'm going to give one of those a try and see how it does.
Yes, and I've heard good things about them, so hopefully it'll work out. Patrick, I'm going to call my wife real quick on the 19th, and she called me on the phone, so I'm going to see if she can hear me. I'll be right back. KO4CES.
KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
RM, KO4RIM.
This is K4RM on Echo Link. Go ahead.
With that, I had my volume turned down too low.
Yeah, I'm copying your own Echo Link. You can go ahead, but remember to wait for the delay. Over.
How many seconds is it I'm supposed to wait after the last beep on Echo Link?
I'd wait about four seconds, something like that. Over. See you when you get here. K4RM, clear.
4ULP, monitoring.
4ULP, this is KO4HKX. How are you this afternoon, Alexander?
I'm Jake. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Heard you on the radio, I believe it was earlier today while you was out walking.
Correct. I forgot who I made contact. Oh, yes, it was Dave, but I'm forgetting his call sign.
HXS.
That's W.
Maybe I'm wrong then. I thought that's what Dave's was.
Well, Dave's out there, so let me see if I can look at my logbook and find the right one. 32HXS. That might be the one. And there's a W4. Oh, yes, that's W4DJW. And, I know there's more Dave's in here.
Hey, Dave's on the repeater, that's for sure.
And, still going through here, and, thought I had a few more in here, but, it's not looking like I do. I was almost certain I had one more. Yeah, it must have been the KB2HXS, because that's all I'm seeing.
Pretty sure that was, because he was on the radio looking for me. That's the right one.
I was looking for you, and except I never remember hearing him out front call your call sign. It's interesting because I was walking. I could have shorted out when if he was directly calling you, or I don't know if he was just saying he was monitoring when I came on.
I'm in the black hole up here, so let me know if I get too scratchy, okay?
You're getting a little bit scratchy, but you're still understandable.
You got to take it
as you want. Jones Gap State Park in South Carolina.
Sorry, Alexander. It's me. I can't get a copy on you. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You have a good evening, and I will talk to you later. KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
Have a good rest of your day, KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.
Mobile.
Sorry, I got cut off earlier. I didn't make it back to you after that phone call came in.
Now I'm laying on your name again. I know you're probably in my logbook here somewhere. Just, it's easier to ask the name than to scroll through 50, 60 logs to find you.
That's okay. It's no problem at all.
I don't know, I'm just curious if I do have you in here, because I'm not sure if I ever did log you or not.
Right before lunchtime today, right before 12 o'clock, I was headed to the post office and telling you about a radio I had to send back that had a microphone problem, and got a work phone call that turned into a big work phone call.
I now remember.
Radio out, but man, there was a line in that post office. I normally go in and just use a little machine they have in the lobby, but of course it was out of order today.
Yeah, that's probably why there's probably such a big line, I'm just probably assuming, and, I didn't see in my logbook, but, now I've lost my pencil.
Okay, I'm sure you'll get it back together. I lose pens and pencils constantly, and then I usually find them in pockets and pants that I put through the washing machine.
That's around here somewhere. It's just, right now my shack is turning into a disaster, and, I just really need to get it cleaned up. I've kind of started a little bit of that, I think, yesterday night and today, but, I'm not moving very fast.
It's usually clean, and it kind of goes downhill for a little bit till I get to a point where I'm like, man, I really need to clean this up, and then I do it all at once and start the process all over again.
Fine, at once it's more like, when I'm up here, I'll just, pick it all up, I should say.
I think I talked to you when you were on the road. You were coming back from, I believe it was Florida, about a week ago. How did that trip go?
I went down to a Clearwater area, Florida, Crystal River, Florida, and, that's where all the manatees come in for the winter. So we saw about 40 or 50 manatees, and we stayed down there for about, I think, 2 whole days, and part of Sunday and part of Wednesday, I believe.
I've seen dolphins and porpoises and all that down in Charleston. I've been to Florida a few times, but I've never seen a manatee. How close can you get to them?
Go to the right park. You can go up and swim with them. They just don't recommend you touch them. I say it got about a foot or less away.
So most wildlife you can't get that close to, but I think they're probably a little bit on the slow and lethargic side. They just kind of chill out. Is that right?
They chill out. They keep on moving a good bit. They just don't move that fast. I mean, they'll keep you swimming, but except when they're eating, they'll, stop. But the problem is when they eat, they stir up a lot of dust.
By the time I make it back down to Florida, I have to make it a point to see those. That seems pretty interesting, especially if you can get that close. I always like seeing interesting and neat wildlife. I've seen a lot of deer around here lately, but that's about it.
Everywhere in Florida allows you to do that. I believe that's where I did a little bit of research on them, and the only place you're allowed to really swim with them is in the Crystal River area of Florida, and even then, you gotta find the right spot, because if you go to the Wichiwachi State Park, which, you know, pretty big around there, and that's, like, where the Crystal River flows through there, they do a kayak tour, except they don't allow you to swim, but just don't tell the park guy that we decided we were gonna get out kayak, and there's a nice tree hanging over the water, and we couldn't help ourselves but just to jump in. It's about, I would say, 10 or less foot drop, but it was still pretty fun. But the river's definitely nice to kayak to, but you can go to some, city-run parks, and there's one ranger there that doesn't care if you swim with them or not, and there's no signs that you can't swim with them.
And I guess you could at least plead ignorance, so that sounds pretty fun. I take it if you were swimming, it was a lot warmer down there than it is here.
Fairly warm, except it got a little bit more cooler. Saturday, it started getting cool, but one thing is, they're at the state, that the park there where you're allowed to swim with them, they have a swimming area, and if there's a good bit of boats that come through there, so it's like a little, there's houses all around, and if you're going to be out of the swimming area, they recommend that you have a dive flag, because there's a good bit of boat traffic in there.
I heard about Florida, as far as the weather is concerned, I think I heard it on the repeater the other week. Somebody said that it was actually, they had a cold snap down there, and it was getting really cold, and they were saying that you should look out for iguanas falling out of the trees, because when it gets cold enough, they go into a hibernation, and they'll just fall right off the branches.
Yeah, around the, when the cold front came through, we were going to stay down there longer, but it was just going to be, well, we were planning to go to St. Augustine and do some Florida lighthouses, but it was going to get too cold and rainy, so we decided we're just going to come back and go skiing.
Using iguanas, huh? But you did get some time on the ski slopes. That sounds pretty fun, too. You had a pretty pretty interesting trip. You went from summertime weather just about, or warm weather and swimming, to skiing in just a couple days.
Correct, because we were planning to tag along with a school for skiing, and then they... And for due to weather, they changed their dates, and that date interfered with our Florida trip. So we decided we're just going to skip the ski and go to Florida. Then bad weather came along, so we decided we're going to drive back Sunday and go skiing on Monday. So that's what we did.
Flexible. I think probably one of the best things you can do when you're traveling is be flexible, because things change a whole lot, and you have a lot more fun if you can just roll with the punches.
It's very true.
Here to my stopping point, so I'm going to say 7-3. I'm glad I got to talk to you again, since I kind of cut you off earlier today, but I'll hopefully run into you a little bit later down the log, and I'll say 7-3, and you have a good evening. This is W4CTW.
7-3, and have a good rest of your day. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.
KHKX, KO4CEF. You in the black hole yet, Patrick?